Please bow your head and pray in silence.
请我们低头默祷。
Amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our first section for this day.
奉主的名，我们开始今天上午第一节的聚会。
Let's all rise up and sing hymn 398.
请各位起立，唱诗398首。
398.
398首。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
感谢主，让我们同心合意跪下祷告。
Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to study transforming our lives.
奉主圣名，我们继续来学习更新的生活。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 20.
我们看马太福音书第五章。
The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 20.
第二十节。
For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee, you by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
So we know the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee cannot lead them to the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们很清楚地看到文士和法利赛人的义不能够带他们进入天国。
But if our righteousness cannot exceed their righteousness, then we ourselves cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
同理，我们的义如果不能够胜过文士和法利赛人的义，也不能进天国。
So that's why we should not be angry with our fellow brethren with our cause.
所以我们不能够无缘无故的向弟兄动怒。
We should not look at a woman or a man to lust after them beside a spouse.
所以我们也不能够看见妇女而动淫念。
We should not be divorced only for one reason, that is for sexual morality.
所以除了淫乱的缘除了淫乱的缘故，我们也不能随便离婚。
And then we should not make a promise or make an oath.
我们也不可以随便起誓。
And we should not practice an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
我们也不应该以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
And we should also not resist the evil people.
我们也不应该我们应该要爱仇敌，不应当拒绝他们。
And this is our righteousness as the chosen people of God.
这是神的选民他们所行的义。
Because if we love our enemies, what good is it?
那么我们如果爱仇敌的话。那么它的好处在哪里？在哪里呢
？The righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee.
因为法利赛人和文士的义。
Because according to the Old Testament, we shall love our neighbor and hate our enemy.
根据旧约的律法，我们应该要爱邻舍，恨仇敌。
But our Lord Jesus Christ tells us, love your enemies, bless those who curse us.
但是主耶稣基督告诉我们说，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
Do good to those who hate us and pray for those who spitefully use us.
所以我们要爱那些那么曾经利用过我们的人或者占我们便宜的人。
And the reason we want to do this is because we want to live a transformed life.
因为原因是我们要过着一个更新的生活。
Because if we can love our enemies, can become the sons of God.
我们如果能够爱仇敌的话，就能成为神的子女。
Because our heavenly Father, He is full of love.
因为天父是慈爱的。
He makes His sun rise on the evil and on the good.
因为他叫日头照好人也照歹人。
And He sends the rain on those who are just and on those who are unjust.
降雨给义人也给不义的人。
If we love those who love us, what reward do we have?
你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？
Even the sinners out there, they can love.Those who love them.
就是税吏不也是这样行吗？
If we only say hi to those that we love.
你们若单请你弟兄的安，
What good is it?
比人有什么长处呢？
Even the sinners out there can say hi to those who say hi to them.
就是外邦人不也是这样行吗？
Therefore we should be perfect just like our Heavenly Father is perfect.
所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
That is to transform our lives.
这就是生命的更新。
Love our enemy.
要当爱仇敌
，pray for them，
要为他们祷告
，so we become the children of God。
所以这样子他们才能够成为天父的儿子。
And then chapter 6 verse 1 to verse 4。
第六章从第一节到第四节。
This is also a way for us to transform our lives。
这也是跟 这个生活的更新有关的。
Chapter 6 verse 1 say, Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them, otherwise you have no reward from your Father in heaven.
第一节这么说，你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。
This is not an easy thing for us to transform.
这件事情对我们来说，尤其是生命的更新的施行，并不很容易。
Because say here, take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men.
这边说你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前。
It's natural for every single one of us when we do something good, we want to show other people.
我们很自然而然要做善事或做件好事，就会做在人的面前。
Since we are young, when we get an A on an exam, we automatically show our parents.
比如说我们在学校里面考到这个甲等的成绩，很自然而然就会给父母看，说你看我今天考了好成绩。
So this is very natural for us.
这对我们来说，这是一个非常自然而然去做的事情。
But we have to transform about these things.
但是我们要在这上面能够超越，能够更新。
If we do charitable deeds, this means we do something that is good.
也就是说，我们如果行一件善事
，We should not do before men so we be seen by them.
也就是说，我们不可以让别人看到，就是不要来这个。炫耀自己。
I remember when I first go to the Greek Orthodox Church.
我还记得我第一次到这个希腊正教的时候，希腊正教会。
The Greek Orthodox Church is very big.
当然希腊正教会它的那个会堂非常的弹簧。
So after the service.
所以在那个聚会结束以后。
Of course, they usually bring basket around.
他们就会传一个篮子过来。
And usually baskets about 6 baskets, one at each pew.
那个每一个这个长凳哈都有一个篮子。
And it comes by maybe 2 or 3 times.
那么这个篮子就传了差不多两三次。
So that time I was observing.
所以在那一次聚会的时候，我就观察。
So those of us who give only $1, okay, even if you give $1, because 3 baskets is $3 for that day.
因为通常这个篮子会传到你前面平均三次，所以你如果一次放一块钱的话，那你就会投入一共三块钱。
So usually people who only offer $1, they would fold the $1 very small, right? You just put it in so no one else can see.
所以那些只是奉献一块钱的人就把这个钱就把这个钞票就折得很小放在里头投入里头，这样子就没人看见了。
But people who offer $10, $20, they would just like leave the money open, right? And then you just put it so everybody can see, right? Go right into the basket.
所以那些奉献大钞的人，比如说10块、20块钱，就不把钞票折起来，然后这样子投下去，人家就能众人就能看得见。
Even for me, I did that several times.
我自己也做了就我曾经也做过好几次。
Because in a time I did not have dollar bills, right? Usually my mother always prepared dollar bills right, in her pocket, you know, ready to distribute into the basket.
我那时候我母亲通常都是准备好一些一块钱的钞票，那么篮子传过来的时候就把一块钱投下去。
But I remember when we don't have dollar bills, only 10 or 20, I'm always very proud, like, yeah, you know, and want everybody to see when I put in the basket.
可是我身上全是大钞，10块、20块钱，为了要向别人炫耀，我就把十块钱就那么在众目睽睽之下就投下去。
And then praise and thank God when I came to choose his church.
很感谢神，当我来真教会以后。
I think I came to church. I don't know how many months away. I never see anybody go around with a basket.
可是我来真教会慕道的时候，我参加聚会好几个月都没有看见有一个篮子传过来要人家投钱。
And I always find where's the offering box? I never heard like an offering box. I already mentioned where there's an offering box.
那么我也没有看见这个真正看见到奉献箱在哪里。
But meanwhile,
因为在这个希腊正教，他那个奉献箱都在很显目，你知道吗？
Even though there's so old, only very few people in Boston Prayer House. Even though there's only a few people in Boston Prayer House.
虽然在那个这个波士顿祈祷所的人数不多。
But every time they announce the financial, you know, the financial thingy, and it's always like 100-something thousand. Like, what? How can this be?
可是每一次当有特别需要奉献的时候，或者是在有关于这种奉献事情的时候一次就我们看到有很多的这个钱，像十几万，那我就很怀疑我就觉得很好奇，这些钱是哪里来的？
So because I never see anybody make any kind of offering at all.
因为我没看见有弟兄姐妹当众把这个钱拿出来。
And then one time I heard about this couple.
我有一次我听说有一对夫妇。
And they just sold their house.
他们刚刚把房子卖了。
And they make maybe about, you know, 100-something thousand dollar profit.
也许他们卖个房子就说得到了差不多10万块钱的利润。
So then at the time because they did not want people to know.
所以他们为了不让别人知道。
how much they offer to God.
啊，那么他们为了要奉献给神。
So they would break it down, right? So every week they would break it down to a certain amount, so no one know that they make an offer.
啊，所以他们每个星期都奉献一个小数目，这样子人家就不会注意了。
And this is very touching to me.
啊，对我来说，啊，这些事情都令我非常的感动。
Because why do we want to do this?
为什么我们要如此行呢？
Because we want to have reward from our Heavenly Father.
啊，目的是我们要从天父那边得到赏赐。
Because if we do everything that men can see already, that is our reward, and then we cannot receive any reward from our Heavenly Father.
我们如果把这些善事行在人的面前，就得到人的称赞，这样子我们就没有办法得到天父的赏赐。
So that's why in verse 2 said, therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrite in this do in the synagogues and in the street, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly I say to you, they have their reward.
第二节这么说，所以你施舍的时候，不可在你面前吹号，像那假冒为善的人在会堂里和街道上所行的，故意要得人的荣耀。我实在告诉你，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
You can see many other church denominations.
你如果稍微注意一下，像其他的教派。
I mean, I've been to many of them.
啊，我曾经到过其他到很多其他的教派去过。
Most of the donation they would, you know, either put on a plaque, you know, in the church or somewhere, right? You will know who offer what and you know how much they offer.
啊，有很多教会把那些奉献钱的人的名字都刻在这个牌子上，然后贴在教会里面的这个墙壁上。
But our Lord Jesus Christ tells us here very clearly.
可是在这里面，主耶稣基督非常清楚地告诉我们。
If we do charitable deed, we must do it in secret.
啊，我们要行善事。是要非常这个隐秘的去做，不跟人的面前。
If men already see that we do in charity, this means we already have a reward.
啊
if men see that we do good deeds, then we already have a reward.
如果人看见我们所行的善事，我们已经得到了人的赏赐。
So that's why when you know when the gospel first spread to Africa.
所以当福音初次传到非洲的时候。
You know, African brothers and sisters, they are quite poor.
我们都知道，非洲的弟兄姐妹们，他们都是比较穷困。
So after the service, they have offerings.
啊，所以在聚完会以后也有奉献。
And usually they, you know, they would dance around the offering box, the offering can.
啊，他们就把这个奉献的这个小盒子一边这样跳舞，这样跳过来。
They would play the, you know, they would play the drum. They all would just dance around.
啊，所以他们就因为在非洲，他们聚会，他们是打鼓，所以他们一边打鼓一边跳。
And then, you know, they just, you know, put a coin right into that can.
啊，他们就把一个铜板放在这个罐子里。
Of course, when the missionaries see this.
啊，所以这个传道人看见了。
Of course, they explain them we should not do it this way.
啊，跟他们讲说，你们不可以在人的面前把这个铜板放在这个
盒子里。Because whatever good thing we do, we must do in secret.
啊，我们说。行的善事是要这个不可在人面前去做。
So our Heavenly Father can reward us openly.
这样子，那么天父就能够就会赏赐你们。
That's why in verse 3 say, but when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
第三节说，你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的。
So we can see we as a church we are one body.
教会我们的教会里面是属于一体的。
So left hand and right hand is from the same body.
所以左手和右手都是同一个身体。
So this means even we do charity deed, we should not let other brother or sister know.
也就是说，我们在施舍行善事的时候，甚至不要让其他弟兄姐妹们知道。
And really, our church is quite wonderful when it comes to this.
我来到耶稣教会，觉得说我们教会是非常的美妙。
I always heard that many brothers and sisters offer so much money from this, from that, but I never know who they are.
我常常听说弟兄姐妹们奉献很多，但是我都不知道是谁。奉献的。
And we should not try to find out who they are.
我们也不应该去找是谁奉献的。
Because if we find out who they are, this means maybe they don't receive reward from the Heavenly Father.
当我们知道是谁奉献的，或许他就没办法从天父那边得到赏赐。
But truly praise and thank God.
所以真正我们非常真正的非常感谢神。
We really live a life of transformation.
我们过的是一个更新的生活。
Even though it's not easy for us to do.
虽然如此行并不很容易。
Because if we do something good, we want reward from men because men can see and we can see the reward ourselves.
如果我们行在人的面前，我们得到人的荣耀，得到人的赏赐，我们也都能看得见。
But what we want is the reward from the Heavenly Father.
但是我们所要的是从天父来的赏赐。
That's why in verse 4, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly.
所以第四节说，要叫你施舍的事行在暗中。你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
So praise and thank God, many of us be able to accomplish and be able to do this.
很感谢神，我们弟兄姐妹们都能够如此行。
And that's why, because of this, God bless many of us.
这就是为什么我们得到主耶稣基督那么多的恩典。
None of us sitting here this morning lacks of anything.
我们今天在会堂里的弟兄姐妹们，我们都没有缺少什么。
Because we know how to do good deeds in secret.
因为我们都知道在暗中行在暗中行善事。
Verse 5 to verse 8.
从第五节到第八节
，This also teach about our prayer.
就是关于祷告的事情。
And verse 5 says, when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the street, that they may be seen by men. Now surely I say to you, they have their reward.
你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字架和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
So a lot of time we really try to practice this teaching.
很多时候我们都要照着圣经来实行如何祷告。
For example, this morning we had a prayer.
比如说今天早上我们有祷告会。
Is it right that we invite people to come up to front and pray in front of everybody to show that we are praying to God?
我们请弟兄姐妹们到前面来，我们一起来祷告。
But we feel that it's right.
我们觉得这是对的。
If it's not right, then God will not bless with people with the Holy Spirit.
如果我们这样做是不对的话，那么就不会在每次祷告里面神赐圣灵。
But what does it mean?
那么在圣经上所讲的这件事情是又如何解释呢
？Verse 6 is this is what Jesus is trying to teach us.
第六节是主耶稣基督对这个法利假冒伪善人祷告的教训。
But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the street, in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
你祷告的时候要进你的内屋，关上门。祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
So in other words, it's not about coming up to the front, but rather when we come up to the front, we must close our heart from the things of this world.
这边所讲到的是祷告的精神，纵使我们到前面来祷告，这边告诉我们说要进你的内屋，关上门。
Maybe 5-6 days we spend in the world.
我们也许一个星期5-6天都在世界上忙碌。
So when we come to Sabbath and kneel down to pray to God, it's very difficult to shut the things of the world away from our heart.
我们按息日到教会里面来祷告很难排除在世界上的种种的事情，然后静下心来。
But we must be able to do this.
但是我们必须要如此行。
Of course, when we fast and pray,
特别是我们禁食祷告。
That's why in verse 16. Chapter 6, verse 16. Say, moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear to men be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward.
第十六节，你们进食的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，脸上带着愁容，因为他们把脸弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们是进食。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
We know the reason why we fast is to gain power from the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道进食祷告的目的是要从上面得到力量。
But even with fasting, we should not be like the hypocrite.
甚至我们在进食祷告的时候，我们也不要像那个假冒为善的人。
So we are fasting to God, and all of a sudden we always look like we are so tired. We look like, you know, we have nothing to eat for the last 10 days, right? So this means we just want men to praise us for what we are doing.
所以我们进食祷告的时候，不要故意带着愁容，好像我们很久没有吃东西的脸非常的难看。这样子叫别人故意叫别人看出我们是在进食。
And sometimes for a minister, I think this is one of the most difficult things to do.
所以对传道人来讲，这是一个非常困难的事情。
Because even though sometimes we are fasting, but we want to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
虽然有时候传道人要进食，可是又必须要跟弟兄姐妹们在一起的这个团契。
But the minute we sit there, always some loving brothers and sisters always bring food for you to eat.
可是我们坐下来的时候，弟兄姐妹们的爱心就把东西拿给我们吃。
Or something to drink.
或者是一些饮料。
So it's very difficult during that point. Why? How? What are you going to say? I'm fasting. If that's the case, your fasting is over.
所以我们要如此要怎么办呢？如果要是吃的话，那我们就不再进食了。
So that's why a lot of time when the worker is fasting, they always try to isolate themselves.
所以很多时候，当工人在进食的时候他们就稍微隔离一下。
But at the same time, is we also want to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
可是我们也需要跟弟兄姐妹们在一起团契。
That's why if we go to a church that we don't know brothers and sisters, then it's better.
所以我们如果到一个教会去牧会的时候，弟兄姐妹都不认识这个当地弟兄姐妹们，或许会比较好。
Very difficult for brothers and sisters who want to fast.
同样对弟兄姐妹们，如果要进食，有时候会比较困难。
So, but when we fast.Of course, we know we need the reason why we want to fast.
所以我们在进食的时候，我们都要了解为什么要进食。
And that's why I wanted a controversy about NYTS.
所以在这个 NYTS 里面的有一件事情。
You know, a lot of time the student they fast 2-4 days.
在这个全国叫青年神训班的时候，有些人进食了 2-3 days.
2-4 days.
他们有差不多2-3天都在进食。
But a lot of time people bring up, is this truly fasting?
所以有人就问一个问题，
Because when they come, when they fast and pray, they come and fast and pray in front of everybody.
啊，这真正是禁食吗？因为他们在禁食祷告的时候，都到前面来，在人的面前祷告。
And everybody know that they're fasting.
每个人都知道他们在禁食。
So that's why this year during the GP program.
啊。
Then a graduate program.
哦，所以今年在这个全国青年神训班的这个高级班的时候，训练的时候。
So instead of praying during lunch or during dinner, instead of praying in the front for people to see, we designated a room for people to go and pray.
所以与其让这个大家都在一起祷告，我们特别有准备有个房间，让这个需要禁食祷告的人去那个房间里祷告。
It seems this way it works a little better.
这样子做也许会比较好。
So that's why whatever we do.We must do with a sincere heart.
所以我们无论怎么做，要有带着一颗敬虔的心。
That's why when we fast and pray, verse 17 says, "But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face."
所以第十七节里面，主耶稣说，你禁食的时候要梳头洗脸。
So this means we have to look our best.
所以我们要在外表上要不要给露出这种禁食的这种愁容。
And when people look at us.They do not seem that we are fasting.
所以别人看我们的时候，也不觉得我们是在禁食。
So that's why in verse 18, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret, reward you openly.
因此第十八节说，不叫人看出你禁食来，只叫你暗中的父看见。你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
So we can see this is the way for us to pray and fast.
这就是禁食祷告的方法。
When we pray, close our heart from the things of this world.
我们在祷告的时候，我们要关上门，也就是说，我们要把世界上的一切排除在外。
And when we fast, we should fast. We should look like we're not fasting, but rather we are full of energy. We are full of life.
我们在禁食祷告的时候，也不要显出愁容。
Because our heavenly Father knows we are fasting.
因为天父知道我们是在祷告，禁食祷告。
He will reward us openly.
我们如果能够如此行，那么父也就会报答我们。
Let's go back to verse 7.
我们再看回
chapter 6, verse 7.
我们再看回马太福音书第六章第七节。
Verse 7 says, "And when you pray, do not use vain repetition, as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words."
你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。
I remember when I first came to Christ.
我还记得我我初来这个信主的时候。
And I will share with my co-worker how to pray to God.
我跟我的同工来分享如何祷告。
And I say to them, I say, when you pray, you must repeat hallelujah.
我跟他们讲，在祷告的时候，我们要重复的说哈利路亚。
Because hallelujah means praise the Lord.
因为哈利路亚是赞美主。
And then she turned to this verse.She was also a Christian.
那么这个朋友他也是个基督徒他就引了这个刚刚读的第六章第七节。
And she said to me, "And when you pray, do not use vain repetition."
他说你们在祷告的时候不可用许多重复话。
So if this is the case, this means when you always say hallelujah, this means you use it, you are praying the wrong way.
他说你叫我们又不断的讲哈利路亚，那这样子方法也是错的，因为这里面说的不可用许多重复话。
So for me during that time, I did not know how to answer her.
在那个时候，我不晓得要如何来回答她。
But then I keep pondering about on it.
那我就不断的思考这句话的意义。
Because after she said that, I have no more strength to preach to her.
因为他引入这个圣经以后，我就再没有力量能够继续跟他来传道理。
And then I realized later.
后来我终于发现。
Hallelujah is say praise the Lord.
哈利路亚是赞美神。
And praising the Lord is not a vain repetition.
那么这个赞美神不是这些重复的空话。
Vain repetition when we say something that is worthless to God.
我们这边所说的重复的话的意思就是讲一些很没有意义的空话。
Just like when we pray to God, we just use the worldly things to pray to Him. That is all the vain things.
也就是说，我们用世界上的这些种种的事情向神来祷告、来祈求，这就是所谓的重复话。
Chosen people of God.
可是我们是神的选民。
We should worship God with truth and with spirit.
但是我们用真理和圣灵来向神来祷告。
So that's why when we say Hallelujah, it's so powerful.
所以我们说哈利路亚的时候，那个力量是很大的。
Because it's not a vain repetition.
那么这个哈利路亚不是重复的这种虚妄的话。
Verse 8 says, "Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows things which you have need before you ask Him."
因此第八节说，你们不可效法他们，因为他们没有祈求以先，他们所需用的，你们父早已知道了。
That's why we find out we live a life of prayer.
所以我们要过着一个祈祷的这个生活。
When we kneel down and pray, we would never ask God for anything.
所以我们当我们祷告的时候，我们不要向神求世俗上世样的事情。
Because His spirit and our spirit are one.
因为主的灵跟我们的灵是在一起的。
And when we always pray to Him, already his spirit already tells us that he knows what we need.
因为神的灵已经知道我们所需要的一切。
So the only thing that we have to do is to praise his name.
所以我们所应当做的，所应该说的唯一说的话，就是来赞美他。
And we will have that faith that God will take care of us.
那么我们有这样的信心，说神会来照顾我们的一切。
So every single one of us, when we kneel down and pray,
所以我们当每个人跪下来祷告的时候，
we should have this kind of feeling.
我们应该有这样子的心态。
That we don't need anything, but rather for us, we want just to seek his kingdom first.
好，我们首先所追求是他的国跟他的义。
Then everything else will be given to us.
那么其他的一切都会加添给我们。
So that's why if we do charitable deed,
所以我们如果这个行了善事，
we must do in secret.
我们要在暗中去行。
If we pray to God,
我们向神祷告，
we must pray in secret.
我们要在暗中向天父祷告。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
我们看一下路加福音书。
The book of Luke is a good example of the prayer of the tax collector and the Pharisees.
路加福音书里面讲到这个。税吏跟法利赛人的祷告。
Luke chapter 18.
路加福音书的第十八章。
Chapter 18, verse 9 to verse 14.
第九节到十四节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 9. Also, he spoke this parable to some.
Chapter
18, verse 9. Yes.
路加福音书第十八章第九节。
Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted themselves.They were righteous and despised others.
那么这里面主耶稣基督向那些仗着自己是义人藐视别人的设这个比喻。
So the purpose of this parable is that those people who trusted themselves and they feel that they are righteous.
这就是耶稣讲这个比喻的目的，是因为有些人自以为是义人。
Of course, if they feel that they are righteous, they will show their righteousness in front of people.
当然，他们自以为义，就会在别人的面前那么炫耀出来。
Because they think they are better than other people.
因为他们认为自己是比别人强。
So that's why in verse 10, Jesus said, "These two men went up to the temple and prayed."
主耶稣基督说，有两个人上殿里去祷告。
One a Pharisee and other tax collector.
一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
We know the Pharisee; they know the word of God.
我们知道法利赛人对神的话语是非常的熟悉。
And then the tax collector, we know they're just sinners.
我们也知道税吏是一个义人，是一个罪人。
But look at in verse 11.
我们看第十一节。
The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself.
法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告。
When I read this out, I'm always very it's always very interesting.
当我看到这一节的话，我觉得非常有趣，非常有意思。
Even though the Pharisee thought he was praying to God.
法利赛人自以为是向神祷告。
But it says here he stood and prayed thus with himself.
其实他是自言自语的祷告。
So because then he already pray in front of people, he already pray in front of men for them to see, so he has no reward from God.
因为他已经在人的面前祷告，也就是他没有，也就是他不会从神那边得到赏赐。
So even though he thinks he's praying to God, but he's praying to himself.
虽然他自以为是向神祷告，其实他是自己向自己祷告。
Even though he said, "God, I thank you that I'm not like other men."
他说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人。
This is a self-righteous person.
我不像别人勒索、不义等等。这是一个自义的人。
I'm not like other men.
我不像，所以感谢神，我不像别人。
Extortioners.
勒索。
Unjust.
不义。
Adulterers.
奸淫。
Or even this tax collector.
也不像这个税吏。
And then in verse 12,
在第十二节
talking about fast and pray.
他说我一个礼拜禁食两次。
I fast twice a week.
我一个礼拜禁食两次。
I give tithes of all that I possess.
凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
So this means for him, he's very boastful in what he should done that is should be in secret.
夸耀自己所行的这一切，实际上这些事情都应该暗中去行。
Because we know the Pharisees actually they always fast twice a week. This is their culture.
我们知道。法利赛人的传统，他们一个星期要禁食两次。
And he gave tithes to all that he possessed.
他们都这个奉献十分之一。
And look at verse 13.
我们接着看十三节。
And a tax collector standing afar off, would not so much as arise his eyes to heaven, raise his eyes to heaven.
税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢。
But beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner."
只捶着胸说，神啊。开恩可怜我这个罪人。
You can see the Pharisee he prayed with vain repetition.
我们看见这个法利赛人来重复那些毫无意义的话。
What he said is just boasting about himself.
他只是夸耀自己。
And what did the tax collector say?
啊，那么相反呢，这个法律这个税吏是怎么祷告呢？
They say this tax collector feels that he's such a sinner.
啊，那个法那个税吏觉得自己是个罪人。
Then he prays to God.
所以他向神祈求。
Even though he cannot raise his eyes to heaven.
他甚至连举天举目望天都不敢。
But that time he beat his breast.
他捶着自己的胸膛。
Then he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
说神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
Very short request.
他所祈求的只是这么一点而已。
Be merciful to me, a sinner.
神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
Then verse 14,
第十四节。
I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalted himself will be humble, and he who humbled himself will be exalted.
我告诉你们，这人回家去，比那人倒算为义了。因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
Yes, even though we can do many good things for God.
没有错，我们可以为神做很多的善行，做很多好的事情。
Even though we can pray, fast and pray to God.
我们也可以向神进食祷告
But we must do all this in secret.
但是我们都要暗中去行
So God can hear prayer.
这样子神才会垂听我们的祷告
Don't ever think that we're better than other people. Don't ever think we're better than other people.
我们不要想我们自己比别人强
Because we, you know, we fast and pray.
特别是我们进食祷告
Because we do charitable deeds.
我们能够行善事
If we think like this, then we have no reward in heaven.
我们如果有这样的念头的话就没有办法从神那边得到赏赐
So that's why we need to transform ourselves.
所以我们需要得到生命的更新
It's natural for people when they do something good is to receive reward from men.
很自然而然的人行善行坐在人的面前可是所得到的却是人的赏赐
But it's not natural for those who have truly true righteousness to keep it who have righteousness to keep it as a secret.
可是真正的义行，那么用暗中，真正去暗中去行义的人确实不多。
And let's also turn to verse Matthew chapter 6 verse 19.
我们再看回马太福音书第六章 19, 第十九节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 19 to 20. Verse 19.
马太福音书第十六章请为传道倒一杯水啊。
It's okay, thank you. Do not lay up for yourself treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break and steals.
马太福音书第六章十九节，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，又有贼挖窟窿来偷。
But lay up for yourself treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break and then steal.
只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
And this is also a life transformation.
这也是生命的这个更新。
Because it's natural for us to store things on this earth.
我们很自然的，我们在世界上会有所储蓄。
That's why we study so hard.
这就是为什么我们要这么努力的去工作，去这么努力的去学习，去工作。
So we can store treasure in this world.
所以我们才能够在世上积攒财富。
So this is so natural for every single human being that live on this earth.
这就是每个人在世界上很自然而然会去行的。
But we must transform about this.
但是我们要在这上面能够有所突破，有所更新。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Do not lay up for yourself treasure on earth."
所以说，因为主耶稣告诉我们说，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
It truly contradicts everything that we have learned since we were young.
这跟我们在传统自幼所学习的有所矛盾。
Do not lay up our self treasure on earth.
这边讲得很清楚，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
And why is this?
为什么要如此行呢？
Because if you lay up treasure that's on earth, and then the moth and the rust can destroy.
因为地上有虫子咬，能锈坏。
And where the thieves break in and steal.
也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
So we know that even though we can have a lot of money in this world,
虽然我们在世界上有很多的财富，能够挣很多的钱，
we can lose it very quickly.
但是我们又很容易的失去了。
You look at how, you know, for example, in Sacramento.
比如说在沙加缅度。
Only about eight months to a year ago, many people own big houses there.
在很短的时间七八个月里面，就有人有很多人有这个大房子。
But now most of the houses owned by the banks.
现在。这些房子都被这个银行查封了。
So that's why we, of course, we need to work hard. There's no doubt.
没有错，我们都应该努力来工作。
But our treasure is not on this earth.
但是我们的财富却不是积攒在地上。
Because when we die, we cannot bring anything with us.
因为财富，我们没有把财，不能把财富带走。
And whatever we have now can be gone tomorrow. Whatever we have now can be gone tomorrow.
我们现在所拥有的，明天就可能会失去。
But verse 20 says, "But lay up for yourself treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal."
二十节说，只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
How wonderful this is.
这是多么美妙的一件事情，这么奇妙的一件事。
But why, what is the real reason why we should not store up treasure on earth?
为什么我们要积攒财宝在天上呢？
Because in verse 21 teaches us.
21节告诉我们。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Just think when you buy a new car.
就比如说你买一辆新车。
Especially when you buy an expensive car.
尤其是你买一个非常名贵的车。
There's a brother in Southern California.
在南加州有个弟兄。
He's a young brother.
他是个年轻人。
But thank God he be able to save enough money to buy a really fancy car.
他感谢神，他那个储蓄了足够的钱，买了一个非常名贵的车子。
And the last three times I saw him, all he talked about was his car.
过去我碰见有几次碰见他，他讲的都是车子。
And when someone talked about his car, he always tried to defend his car, right? Why he should buy this fancy car.
所以每次人家问他，为什么你买要这样的名贵车子，他就来替自己辩护。
Even he come here for NYTS for 2 weeks.
所以他来参加这个全国青年神训班。
The first week, all he talk about is his car.
同样的，在第一个礼拜，他所讲的还是车子。
Even when we go to the retreat, the young adult retreat up in the mountain in Southern California.
我们甚至去这个南加州参加这个青年退休会的时候。
And during that time, because he did not want a carpool, because he just wanted to drive his car right there to show the brothers and sisters.
他就把他自己的车子开去，让弟兄姐妹们看一看。
Actually, this brother, he's a very zealous, a zealous person, serving God and serving God.
这个弟兄是一个非常热心侍奉的人。
But before he was trying to buy this car.
可是在他买这个车子之前。
And after he buy his car.
在他买了车子以后
，His heart is consumed with this. You know, everything that he talk about is about this car.
可是他的这个，他整个的这个脑筋思这个脑筋都沉浸在这个车子里面。
So this is very true.
这是非常的，这是个事实。
There your heart will be.
这的确是个事实。你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Not because my niece in Boston, she's newly baptized.
我的就提到我的那个子女她最近接受洗礼。
Every time I talk to her.
每一次我跟他谈话
，She hardly talk about anything else beside God.
他除了讲神的事情以外，就几乎很少讲世界上的事情。
Even though there's so many things going on in her life.
虽然在她的生命里面发生了很多的事情
，But every word that come out of her mouth is always about Jesus.
可是每一句话从她口里面出来的，所讲的都是关于信仰的事情。每次我跟她在这个每次我跟她网聊
，Every time she write is about Jesus.
她所讲的也都是主耶稣的事情。
Because right now her heart, her treasure is the heavenly kingdom.
因为现在她的心，就是她的财富是在天上。
I mean, really.If someone just newly baptized can do this, really we also should can do it also.
一个初信的人能够如此行，那我们信了很久的人更应该如此行。
We should be able to transform above a person who's only baptized 3 months.
所以我们的心我们也更应该如此的更新。
So really think and reflect about ourselves.
我们来思考一下。
If every single day we always think about a job.
如果我们每天所想的只是工作
or we think about a car,
或者只是想什么样的新车
house,
或者是房子
so this means our treasure is not in the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们的财宝就不是积攒在天上
That's why when we come to church,
因此我们到教会来
when we speak to one another,
我们跟大家一起来谈论
If the words that come out of the mouth talking about God, this means our treasure in the heavenly kingdom.
如果我们所讲论的都是神国的事这样我们的财宝就积攒在天上
You know, before when I plan to go to Boston,
在我要到波士顿之前
，And I was really never excited to go to Boston.
我并没有如此的兴奋。
Of course, because my wife is here already in San Jose.
因为我的那个妻子已经在圣何西了。
Right now, December, I'm going back to Boston.
今年十二月我要到波士顿去。
And I'm very excited.
我感到非常的兴奋。
Why? Because my niece, my newly baptized niece is there.
因为我刚刚接受洗礼的那个侄女在波士顿。
Because when we go see a person who have treasure, their treasures in heaven, it's so joyful just to speak to them.
因为我们需要见一个。见一个人，他的心他的财宝是在天上，那么他的这是多么喜悦的一件事。
The same thing when we come to see brothers and sisters.
同样的，我们来教会见到弟兄姐妹们。
Actually, for me, the most joyful time is to come here to have fellowship with every single one of you.
对我来说，最喜乐的事情就是到教会里面来跟弟兄姐妹们一起团契。
Because we have the same common faith.
因为我们有共同的信仰。
And we speak about the thing that is in the heavenly kingdom.
因为我们所讲的都是属天的事情。
And this is the treasure that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是我们。 我们的财宝都积攒在主耶稣基督那里。
So wherever our treasure is, there our heart will be also.
没有错，你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。
Because in verse 24.
二十四节这么说。
Matthew 6:24.
马太福音书的第六章二十四节。
No one can serve two masters.
一个人不能侍奉两个主。
And this is truth from the mouth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
不是误这个，不是恶这个，爱那个，就是正这个。
For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
就是重这个轻那个，你不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
This is a very true saying.
这句话非常的有理。
If our treasure is in heaven,
如果我们的财宝在天上，
let it be in heaven.
那就让它留在天上。
If our treasure is on earth,
我们的财宝如果在地上，
we need to transform this treasure and reach all the way to heaven.
我们要把地上的财富挪到天上去。
Because we cannot have treasure in the heavenly kingdom also on this earth.
就是说，我们不能够在世上有财富，在天上也有财富。
Because we must serve one or the other.
我们只能够侍奉一个主。
We must be loyal one to the other.
我们只能够对一个主忠心。
Same thing in a marriage.
同样，婚姻也是如此。
Because that's why God, with His wisdom, said this one woman and one man.
这就是为什么神将如此的大有智慧，只造一个男人一个女人。
If you have more than one wife, then you will have problem.
你如果有一个以上的妻子，那就有问题。
Because you cannot love them the same.
你不能够用同等的爱来爱两个妻子。
You must love one more than the other.
你不是重这个就是轻那个。
So the same thing, even though right now we have only one spouse.
同样的，我们今天如果只有一个配偶。
But do not have desire for any other person.
啊、
do not have desire for them.
但是我们就不能够对别人有这个爱意。
If we do this, it's exactly that means our focus, our life, our marriage is not focused on our spouse.
那就是说，如果是这样子的话，那么我们就不能够把我们的这个婚姻集中在一个配偶的身上。
Yes, even though we are not physically with the other person.
没有错，我们在这个肉体上没有跟别人在一起。
But it's emotionally with that person. This means we already treasure our heart is not with our spouse.
如果我们在这个情绪上、在感情上如此行的话，那我们就没有跟我们的这个配偶融洽的在一起。
And then let's go to verse 25, Matthew chapter 6, verse 25.
马太福音书第六章二十五节。
So this is the conclusion of our transformation.
这就是我们这个要生命更新的结论。
So therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
This is truly a great wisdom from God.
这是神的智慧。
It says here, do not worry about your life.
不要为生命忧虑什么。
And this is the life of transformation.
这就是生命的更新。
If we worry what we should eat, what we should drink, what we put clothes, this means our life has not been transformed.
如果我们忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，那么我们的生命就没有得到更新。
Then verse 26, he said to us.
第二十六节这么说。
Look at the birds of the air.
你们看天上的飞鸟。
For they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns.
也不种也不收也不积蓄。
Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more than value than they?
你们的天父尚且养活他，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
God created us in His own image and own likeness.
神造他的形象来造我们。
There's no other creation like us.
再没有其他的受造物像我们如此的贵重。
The birds, they are nothing compared to us.
飞鸟没有办法跟我们来比较。
But God take care of them.
神尚且养活他。
But we are the children of God.
我们是神的子女。
So why should we worry?
我们有什么好担心呢？
God will feed us.
神会养活我们。
God will take care of us.
神会照顾我们。
Because even the little birds, God take care of them.
神甚至看重，甚至照顾一个小鸟。
That's why verse 27.
所以二十七节这么说。
Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature?
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
Yes, even we are worried, what's the point of being worried?
我们固然会担心，可是如此的担忧有用吗？
We don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow.
我们甚至都不知道明天会发生什么事情。
If we're 5 feet tall, we want to be 5 feet one, we cannot do it.
我们甚至要把我们的高度来增加都没有办，增加我们的高度都没有办法。
Because we have no strength within ourselves.
对我们来说，很多事情我们是无力的。
So that's why we should not worry.
所以我们不需要忧虑。
So that's why a lot of time, actually,Many people in the world, they experience major depression.
在世界上有很多人经历过忧郁。
And the reason they're depressed because they worry about tomorrow.
为什么他们会有这个忧郁症？就是他们对明天太过担忧。
Because even today, nothing's going on with them. They have a good life. Everything is going well.
甚至他们在今天过得非常的好，没有任何生活，没有任何的问题。
But they worry about tomorrow.
可是他们却担心明天。
They worry what something might happen tomorrow.
因为他会担心明天或许会发生什么事情。
Because of this, they fall into deep depression.
因为如此的这样子的忧虑，所以他们有这种忧虑症。
But we are the chosen people of God.
有这种忧郁症，可是我们是神。
Our life should transform above the people that's in the world.
我们是神所拣选的子女，所以我们的生命应该更新。
And verse 28.
所以28节。
So why do you worry about your clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Verse 29.
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野利的百合花怎么长起来？它不劳苦，也不纺线。29节。
And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these.
然而我告诉你们，就所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
Then verse 30.
三十节。
Now if God so clothed the grass in the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?
你们这小信的人呢、啊？野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里。神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
So the reason we worry because we lack of faith.
我们为什么会忧虑？因为我们信心不够。
Just look at the lilies in the field.
就好像野地的百合花。
They don't do anything.
他们不需要做什么。
But they are so beautiful.
可是他们却这样的美丽。
Even Solomon in all his glory now can be like these lilies in the field.
就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花儿一朵呢。
And then verse 30, if God can clothe the grass of the field.
他说野地里的草今天还在。
Which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the fire.
可是明天就丢在炉里。
And how much more will take care of us?
神还给他这样的装饰。
So that's why we need to have great faith.
所以我们必须要有信心。
We need to live a life full of faith.
所以我们要过着有信心的生活。
Because only then is evident that we live a transforming life.
也只有如此，我们才能够证明自己过的是更新的生活。
That's why verse 31.
因此三十一节这么说。
Therefore, do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?"
所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
So verse 25, Jesus said the same thing as verse 31.
所以二十五节跟三十一节主耶稣基督讲的都是一样的。
Because from verse 25 to verse 31, this all the people do not believe in God. They worry about, they seek for it.
从二十五节到三十一节所指的就是那些不信神的人，他们所忧虑的一切。
That's why in verse 32, for after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
32节，这都是外邦人所求的，你们需要的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
Our Lord Christ knows we need all these things.
主耶稣基督知道我们所需要的这一切。
We must eat, we must drink, we have much clothes to put on.
我们需要吃，我们需要喝，就是我们的衣食住行。
But if we worry about all these things, this means we are lack of faith.
我们如果对衣食住行过于担忧的话，那么我们就没有信心。
Why do we lack of faith?
为什么我们会失去信心呢？
Because we do not seek the kingdom of heaven first.
因为我们没有追求神的国跟神的义。
If we seek the kingdom of heaven first, and then we will, our faith will be great.
我们如果要先求神的国、神的义，那我们的信心就会增加了。
Let's find verse 33.
在33节这么说。
But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
你们要先求他的国、他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
So another word that if we seek God first, and then of course God will give us everything.
所以你们如果要先，你们如果先求他的国和他的义，这些世上的东西都会加给我们。
And then verse 34.
34节。
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
This is so true.
这是千真万确的。
Actually, many of us, every single day, we have enough trouble already.
我们每一天都有很多的这个难处，有很多的事。
So do not bring trouble tomorrow to come in for today.
所以不要把明天的忧虑带到今天来。
But how do we know it's going to be trouble tomorrow? How do we know is there's going to be trouble tomorrow?
我们如何知道明天会有忧虑，会有问题呢？
If God is with us,
只要神与我们同在。
If we seek the kingdom of God first.
我们如果能够追求神，先求他的国和他的义，
Our life will be full of blessings.
那我们的生活就会充满了神的祝福。
You know, for my family and I, really, I just feel like God bless us so much.
对于我跟我的家庭来说，我深深的感到神对我们的祝福。
Of course, many of you know that I have five more people living with me in the house.
我们知道，你们都知道，现在有多了五个人，多了五口人住在我家里。
Before we invite them to come to live with us, we have no idea how we can financially be able to support them.
在他们来到我们家之前，我们都不晓得要如何能够来 来支援他们的生活。
Until now, we have no idea that we can be able to continue to support them.
啊，直到现在我们也不知道是否能够继续来支援他们的生活。
But it doesn't matter.
啊，可是这都不是重要的。
Every single one of them baptized.
他们每一个人都接受了主的洗
礼，
他们都成为了神的子女。
And now God's responsibility is take care of them.
因为这是现在神会来照顾他们。
Yes, even though my wife and I will take care of them.
固然我跟我的妻子会来照顾他们。
But now they are children of God.
可是他们现在也都是神的子女。
And for sure God will take care of them.
当然神会照顾他们。
So for every single one of us.
所以对我们每个人来说。
I'm telling you right now, my bank, I have no money in the bank. I'll tell you the truth.
我很老实地告诉你，现在我的银行里面一个纸都没有。
But there's no need to worry.
但是我们不需要忧虑。
Because we have God.
因为我们有神。
They have God.
他们也有神同在。
What is the worry?
那有什么好担忧的呢？
The whole world can be in crumble.
啊，整个世界可以有很世界可以有很多的问题。
But those who us who have God.
可是有神依靠的人。
We will have everything.
我们拥有一切。
But that's why many of you are very wealthy.
啊，所以为什么很多人都非常的富有？
God bless you with so many things.
神对我们对你们有很多的祝福。
If you compare yourself to me, actually you'd be very joyful.
啊，如果你跟我来比较的话，那么你们都比我。
And for sure you won't be worried.
啊，你们我非常的确定你们都不需要担忧。
But we have God.
我们有神也可以依靠。
Even though some you do not have too much,
也许我们没有拥有很多，
you don't need to worry.
但是我们不需要担忧。
Even though some you do not have too, anything,
甚至你什么都没有，
you should not worry.
可是也不需要担忧。
Most of you have so much things, don't worry.
啊，你如啊
，Most of you who have so many things, don't worry.
你如果拥有很多东西，也不需要担忧。
Because the more we have, it seems like we can, when we lose a little, we worry even more, right?
啊，所以我们如果失去了一些，我们还会得到。
If we don't have something, we lose it, then we don't worry too much.
啊，我们如果要是什么都没有的话，我们失去了也无所谓。
So that's why transform our life.
所以生命需要更新。
There's nothing to be sad about.
啊，我没有什么值得让我们难过的事情。
There's nothing to worry about.
没有什么值得让我们忧虑的。
God is with us.
因为神与我们同在。
We have the hope for eternal life.
啊，我们有永生的生命。
This is.The promise from our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是从神给我们的应许。
Let's rise up and sing a hymn.
让我们唱一首诗。
Let's sing hymn 400.
四百首。
Thank God, please be seated.
请坐。
Now we can kneel down and pray together to conclude this morning service.
我们一起来祷告，结束今天早上的聚会。
And pray in our heart that the sacraments, of course, the foot washing sacraments and also the Holy Communion is coming up.
我们为接着要举开的洗脚礼和圣餐礼祷告。
And we truly need to calm our heart.
我们要能有一颗这样的心，
Let's kneel down and pray.
来参加这些。